In this coming Shabbos at Aftaira, we're going to be learning about Adoniya ben Chagas, who is the second most infamous son of David HaMelech, in a bit of a negative way. Avshalom was number one, and then is Adoniya, who also rebelled against his father and tried to be king and not allow it to go to his most famous son, of course, Shlomo HaMelech. And the pasuk tells us, "Va'adoniya ben Chagas misnase leimar." Adoniya ben Chagas lifted himself up, boasted, and said, "Ani emloich, I will be the king." Va'yas leirechu v'farashim v'chamishim ish ratzim lefanav, and he set himself up a whole matzav where he looks chashiv, and he has people running in front of him, machers screaming, "Make way!" And this was on the way for him to become king. And we already learned earlier in the Haftarah how David was not so actively involved in what was going on outside. Now the pasuk says, "V'loy atzavai aviv miyamav leimar," and his father, David, had never before been ma'atziv him, and the Targum translate achlimei, had never ashamed him, never given him strong muster before. Leimar, to say, "Madua kocha asisa," why do you act like this and like this? And the pasuk is explaining that this led Adoniya to act in that way, because his father had never disciplined him, never spoken strongly to him. And again, the word atzavoy, according to the Targum, is achlimei, to be ashamed, or Rashi says hechisai, to anger him. When you give someone strong muster, you're kind of infuriating him. So he had never shamed his son, never challenged him, infuriated him. And this is one of the causes for Adoniya to act the way he did. And eventually, it's not in the Haftarah, but eventually he was killed in a little mamish, another parak or two in Malachim. Now, the Abarbanel, when he's discussing this pasuk, he says, we really need to ask and ask ourselves, did David do something wrong by never getting angry at this Adoniya? Is it like a something that we need to, you know, put down as like a black mark, Chas v'Shalom, on David HaMelech? I mean, Rashi actually says on this pasuk, Rashi says that from here Chachamim learn that whoever does not give taychacha to his son, whoever doesn't occasionally ashame or discipline or get him angry by saying something strong to him, is going to bring about his own son's death. So, was David chayta with this or not? Is they affect the Barbanel? The Barbanel says, at first thought, we would think, maybe yes, maybe it's sort of like the pasuk here is saying something negative about David HaMelech. But then the Barbanel says, no, it's not true. He was not a sinner. He wasn't someone that seemed like he was going off. All he was trying to do was to become king. He wasn't a Rasha in day to day. But it came to one thing. He decided he's raw, even maybe he wasn't. And in addition, says the Barbanel, David was not even aware about this. And if he would have known about it, David would have said, okay, maybe Adoniya is just all David realized about him, maybe he heard something, was, yeah, my son, you know, is praving being the son of the rabbi. He's like the prince. He's acting like a prince. But not that he was intending or showing that he's going to be king and out openly in the past. And therefore, David had not given him muster before about this. Those are the halakhic words of the Barbanel. You can look it up on this pasuk. We've spoken in the past, many years ago, on this Haftarah, and I want to go over some of what we said then. Ein beis medrash b'lo yichidish, and Emir Tashem, we're going to add also and speak about again. Is David considered being chayte? And we're going to say also another mahalach why he's not considered being chayte. Well, I first want to share with you the Alshech on this pasuk that we just read in the Haftarah. He says, "Loi atzavoy aviv miyamav leimar madua koch ata oise." So normally you understand, you translate the pasuk, his father had never given him musr before, saying to him, he had never said to him, why are you acting in this fashion? That's what the Alshech learns. That's how the pasuk shot, excuse me. The Alshech says that the pasuk means to say, his father had never given him musr in the past, and therefore now, leimar, he couldn't say to him now, madua koch asis. In other words, it was too late, says the Alshech. They didn't have this relationship where, from when he was young, he had been trained to accept Musar from his father. So now, if David would suddenly go to him, it would not work. It wouldn't work with him anymore. So according to the Alsha, the Pshat in the Pasuk is, Le'atzavi Amiv Miyamav, in the past, he had never ever given his son Adoni Yamusr, Leimar, to be able to say now, Madua Kachasisa. Because part of the chinuch of a father to his child is to chastise, to discipline him, and have this relationship where he learns that my father knows better and will discipline me. This is very, very, I hope it's controversial for today's world. That's what I understand. And I'd like to learn with you, we did this once many years ago, a little bit, from Michtav Me'eliyahu, Chela Gimel, page 360, and discusses Chinuch. There's a letter there called Be'inyan HaKas Abanim. I will not be discussing today about whacking or smacking or not smacking or not hitting your kids, because I'm not interested in going there. You could go speak to your local mechanic expert, and maybe you know, because you have some experience, whatever it is. I'd like to share with you, though, what Rav Dessler writes in this essay entitled Chinuch Habanim, about hitting kids. So just that we're not going to speak about the actual hitting. He says that he was told that there are people who discovered, and you know, psychologists and stuff like that, who said that since kids copy their parents, therefore, if you hit your kids, all you're teaching them is to hit the kids. The story with some big tzaddik was davening inside, and his kids are running around outside making noise and trouble, and someone came over to him and said, listen, you know, my kid and your kid are outside running around making all this trouble, and I went inside and yelled at my kid a few times, why don't you go outside and tell your kids? So he says, when my kid gets older, he's going to start imitating me, he'll be davening, but when your kid gets older, he's going to go outside and just screaming at his own kids and screaming at other people. So kids imitate. So therefore, the Rav Dessler writes that he was questioned and asked, how can we find in Chazal, and by the Klal Yisrael Hakshem, that there is a concept of hakav, hitting, whatever hitting might be. It can be with your hand, with a stick, with a belt, or maybe with words, or maybe in a very gentle way to say something that might be a form of hitting. Not discussing it. So he says there's two mistakes that people have asked this question. Two big mistakes. One mistake is that these people are under the assumption that everything about behavior is learned socially from around you. That person is just nishpa from his sviva, and that there is no natural born bad midas. So as long as you have a good environment, the kid will come out fine. And says Rav Dessler, that is a mistake. A person is born with negative midas also. Positive and negative. He has negative, and you have to deal with them. You can't just give a positive environment. You have to go address those negative inner traits, or else they will never be taken care of. And then he says the second mistake. The people, these psychologists who, here, this is in Tufshin Tess. What is Tufshin Tess? 1949. This is what before, this is just when the hippies were like, you know, getting ready to go hip hooray. And everything went downhill from then. So obviously these psychologists didn't really help too much. But let's just still go through the tire of how he speaks it out. Says Rav Dessler, they think you need to give a child independence. And that's a terrible mistake. Children do not need to be taught independence. They will learn that on their own. The Yitzhahara gives them a need and a want for independence. You do not have to teach children to be independent, says Rav Dessler. All you have to teach them in Chinuch is the main theme is Hachana, humility. You don't know it all. There are people that are wiser than you. Sha'ala v'icha v'yagetcha z'keinecha v'yoymrulach. So it's a mistake to teach independence. You have to teach humility. And the point of this discipline, this chastising, and this haka'ah, whatever it might be, the point is, the goal is to have humble children. And he says, the Geras HaGra writes, and the Geras HaGra says, the Gra writes to his wife and tells her, he says, some people, and some of our children, and some people have a natural stone heart, and you want to plant in their heart, you want to sow beautiful things in them, but their heart's like stone. So what do you need to do? Says the Gra, you need to hit the stone till it gets cracks in it. Once it gets cracks, you can, of course, then plant inside it. So it says the point of this hitting or this chaz, the discipline, the point of that is to open his heart. He should be able to accept things. He brings a few other Mekairos from him. He brings some of the Ramchal. And then he says his cousin, Reb Zisel Dessler, I think it's my Mashkiach's father. I think so. He says, my Mashkiach's father, Zechatzak Avracha. He says, that Rav Dasher says his cousin showed him that if there's a perfect son who always listens to his parents, he was born with that nature, because everybody has different nature. That was his midah. He was born, he always listens. You have to find an excuse. Find an excuse here and there on occasion to give him a little bit petch, whatever petch might be. In other words, you need to really get somehow to have his cracks open up, and he has to know it's not perfect. Things are difficult in life. There are ups and downs, and I have to go along except from those that are wiser. Aye, they spoke about the chaykrim, spoke about that the son's going to copy you. He says, if the son understands, says Rav Dessler, that you're the father, you're the wise one, and he's the child who's learning, he will not be copying you. He will not copy and go around and hitting. We're not talking about someone that's violent, someone that that once a week is hitting his kid. We're not talking about that. We're talking about someone that needs to go along and give mussar on occasion, the right thing, the right amount, the right word, measured, it was planned, it was thought. His son will respect him and will know that's something that my father did because he's a father. If I'm one day need to do that as a father to my child with intelligence, I'll do it also. Just like the Evan Ezra says that a villager, a simple villager, is never going to expect, even if he sees a beautiful princess, he never expects to marry the princess. Rav Dessler brings that famous Evan Ezra at the end of the Sar Sedivris. So he says the child knows that I'm not my father. My father is someone special. And he knows what he's doing. But these new phased ideas, says Rav Dessler, are trying to destroy. It's based on Gaim. It has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. They're trying to mamakin. I'm going to read you these words because I'm going to, otherwise they think I'm making it up. Ulachanech Hitlerism hachatzufim. They're trying to machanech young Hitlers, young audacious people. And you have to be careful of any new concept that comes up and see if it fits in with Chazal. And this one, says Rav Dessler, doesn't. Again, page 360 in Michtam Elio, Chela Gimel, which means that we would like to suggest the following. So we said this part a few years ago also. Adoniyah ben Chagis might have been a perfect son. He was a very good boy. He was a good yingale. He was a vayla bucher. Never did anything wrong. And we suggested maybe his father never had need to give him mussar. So therefore there's no taina on David HaMelech. But Shlomo, who wrote Sefer Mishlei, says, I learned from this story that even when there's no need to give, you should still find and try to give. Because if you never gave, and one day it will just be too late. It's not going to work anymore. In the footnote to Michtam Elio, Shtel Su, this Gemara, in Makis, Tavchesam Abeis, maybe you remember it, so we'll just go through it very quickly. The Gemara, Makis, Tavchesam Abeis, the Gemara brings a sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds, when it says in the Torah, Becharish uvekatzer tishbois, that one is mechuyiv to rest on Shabbos from plowing and harvesting, Charish and Katzer Tishbois, so Rabbi Shmuel Darshins makes a drasha, because it's extra pasuk. We already know you're not allowed to do 39 malachas. Why are these two being mentioned? So Rabbi Shmuel Darshins, Ma Charish Rishos, just like Harisha is always something you just can do if you want. There's no such thing, there's never a mitzvah where you need to be Charish. No such opportunity of being Charish plowing a field for mitzvah. There's no such thing. So to Ktsira, you have to rest from harvesting only when it's a harvesting of Rishos. But if there'll be a case of Ketzira of Mitzvah, like Ketzira Sa'oimer, then it's Doicha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel learns the Pasuk. Because Ketzira has to be Doimit the Harisha. Harisha is always Rishos. So then the Gemara says that one of the Rabbanon asked Rava on Rabbi Shmuel, says, one second, I know a case of Harisha where it's a Mitzvah also. How could Rabbi Shmuel decide that Harisha is always Rishos? I know a case of Harisha where it's a mitzvah. Maybe the Torah is telling you to be Shavis even when it's a mitzvah. What's the case of Harisha where it's a mitzvah? By Omer also. If you have no Omer growing yet, and it's getting late, you have to go plow the field in order to help the Omer grow. So it's a mitzvah now, because you want to have the Omer growing. So you got to plow it. And then the Torah still tells you, no matter what, don't do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rava answered. Rava said, sorry, Rav Yid, Harisha is never a mitzvah. Even when it's for Omer, it's just, you need it, so you're going along and you're plowing it. But if you had pre-plowed field, you don't have to plow a field to shame mitzvah, k'sira, so Omer. But the tzira, the harvesting of the omer, always has to be done. Let's say someone brings to the Beis HaMikdash some freshly cut tvua for, so freshly cut sa'ira for carbon mincha sa'omer, it's not kosher. It has to be done the shame mitzvah sa'omer. Mashenkin, the charisha doesn't have to. Then the Gemara says that Ravina asks Rava on this. We learn in the Mishnah in Makkos. We know that someone kills someone b'shogeg, goes to Eir Miklat. So it says in the Mishnah, if a father was hitting his son and his son died from the father's pech, this doesn't sound like a little, you know, little tapping, and he died from his son's pech, or Rav Reide Samidai, or a Rebbe was whacking his kid and the kid died. I know he probably, you know, won't be hired for next year, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the Mishnah says, does he go to Gullus or not? Mishnah says he doesn't go to Gullus because he was involved in a mitzvah. So frekt, he was a mitzvah of chinuch. Frekt Ravina to Rava, it's not always a mitzvah. It's possible that it could be also not a mitzvah. How? If this boy is a perfect boy. That's what Ravina asked. So it's the same type of logic. Rava says that if you don't have to do charisha, so it doesn't become a mitzvah. See, Rava says you don't always have to hit your son, it's not considered a mitzvah. And here, but the Mishnah said it was a mitzvah. So Rava answers, that's different. Says Rava, listen to the words of Rava. Rava tells Ravina, this is what we were leading up to. Afal gav the gomir, even if it's a learned son, he knows everything perfectly. Nami mitzvah ka'avid, there's still a mitzvah to hit this boy. The chsiv, yasir bincha v'yanichecha, give musar, yesurim, anger him, shame him, your son, v'yanichecha, and then he'll leave you alone, then he won't bother you. V'yitin madanul l'navshecha, and he'll bring pleasure to yourself. He'll give you nachas because you gave him this musar. And what's Rav is saying? Rav is saying, mamish this yisayid. It's a Gemara. Rabbi says it's a Gemara. It's not outdated. Rav is saying that even if the son is a perfect son, you have nothing to lose with the right amount if you thoughtfully give him this musar still. And fakert, you'll get nachas. I looked up the Alshach on that pasuk in Mishlei, which the Gemara brings, and the Alshach says, even mamish the same thing. He says, even if this boy is a boy that's already doing wonderful things, he'll do double the wondrous things if he's able to, on occasion, thoughtfully, prepared, finding an opportunity, after going down a little musr, a little something which was thought out, the siyata d'shmaya, you're going to help him become double his potential what he was before. And therefore, getting back, David HaMelech had a perfect son, and he never gave him musr. But now, when it was too late, he couldn't say anything to him anymore. But was he chayte? Like the Barbanel asked? No, of course not, because he was perfect. But Shlomo learns from this that you always have to go along and make sure your kids have a bit of humility. You're the child. I'm the adult. This is the right way things should be done. B'nai Shlomo Shlomo, help us, you should be zeiche. Chanoich l'nar al pidarkoi. Gam ki yaskin l'yosser mimeno. From when he's young, v'machanech, our children, our friends, ourselves, in the right way. And I'll be zeicha to bring nachas to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Good Shabbos.